it's the millions of readers of Archie Comics magazine know and love so well. Archie Andrews and all his gang. And now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's Saturday morning as we look in on the Andrews family, and we find Mr. and Mrs. Andrews in the kitchen having breakfast.
More coffee, Fred? Fred, I said more coffee. Fred Andrews, did you hear me?
Oh, coffee. No, thanks, dear. I don't have time. I'll be leaving for the office in a minute.
Leaving for the office? On a Saturday?
Yes, dear. I have to go in today because...
Good morning,
Dad. Oh, morning, Archie. Mary,
morning,
I have
Mom.
To...
Good morning, dear.
Mary,
how's everyone this morning?
Fine. Mary,
Dad, should I see you about something?
Archie,
very important?
I am trying to talk to your mother. Do you mind?
Jewish, Dad, I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask you something.
But it'll just have to wait till I'm through explaining to your mother why I'm going to the office today.
Okay, Dad, okay.
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 Archie.
All right, Dad, all right.
All right. Now, Mary, as I was about to say before I was so rudely interrupted, I'm going to the office today because I had to see Bob Lodge about a very important deal.
Oh, really?
Yes, I've been after the old sourpuss for 2 weeks now to try to get that order.
Well, what's the trouble, dear?
Well, every time I've tried to see the old goat, he hasn't been feeling well. So he said come in today.
Oh, I see.
And now, Archie, what did you want to ask me about?
Well, Dad, it's about Christmas.
Well, what about Christmas?
Well, it's only a few weeks away, you know.
Archie, I know that perfectly well. Now get to the point.
Well, Dad, the point is money.
Money?
Uh-huh.
What about money?
I don't have any.
That doesn't make the least bit of difference. What? No money. You mean you have no money to buy Christmas presents with?
Not a penny, Dad. Somehow I forgot all about saving up for Christmas this year.
Oh, fine. Well, Archie, before this goes any further, let me say that the answer is no. You'll get no extra money from me.
Oh, but, Dad, I have
I know that may sound hard-hearted, but the fact remains, when I was a boy your age, young man, I didn't go to my father for money.
Who did you go to?
I went to my mother.
No!
I didn't go to anyone.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. I went out and that's what I did. I hoed my own row, and I expect you to do the same.
But I can't.
Why not?
No hoe.
Oh, right. Right? Archie, you don't need a hoe. That's a figure of speech, meaning I earned my own money, made my own way in the world, like any man should.
But, Dad,
Archie, nothing you can say will change my mind. Christmas or not, you'll get no money from me for presents. There's still plenty of time for you to earn some money between now and Christmas.
But, Dad,
No buts. And I have to get to the office now. Goodbye, dear. Goodbye, Archie.
Oh, but, Dad, wait, Dad, I gotta have some money. Gee whiz, now, how do you like that?
Now, Archie, your father's right.
Well, huh?
It's your own fault you haven't been saving for Christmas, and there's still plenty of time to earn some money working on Saturdays or after school.
But, Mom, where am I going to find a job now? Where? Just tell me where.
Well, since you ask, Fudd's Drugstore's one place.
Huh?
Yes, I was in the drugstore just yesterday, and Mr. Fudd told me he was looking for a boy to run errands and help around the store.
Gee whiz, he is?
Yes, he said he'd pay 15 or 20 a week for the right boy.
15 or 20 a week? You mean dollars?
Yes, dear, dollars.
Oh, boy. Why, Mom, I'd only have to work for 2 weeks and I'd have more money than I'd know what to do with. $15 or $20. Why, I could get all kinds of presents for everyone. Why, I could get that.
If you're interested in that job, I suggest you go down and see Mr. Fudd instead of sitting here spending money you haven't earned yet.
Mom, I'm on my way right now. And you know something, Mom?
What?
If I get that job, you get an extra Christmas present for being my agent.
Can I help you?
Oh, hello, Mr. Fudd. I understand you're looking for a boy.
Yes?
Oh, yes, yes.
I'm looking for someone to work around the store. Someone alert, industrious, ambitious, clever, polite, sincere, and honest. Do you know anyone like that?
Oh, sure I do. Jughead Jones, No, Mr. Fudd. I mean me.
You? You want to work in my drugstore?
Uh-huh.
Well, what's your name?
Archie. Archie Andrews.
I see. Well, Arthur, do you know anything about the drugstore business?
Oh, of course I do, Mr. Fudd. I've been taking medicine for years.
Fine. Look, Alfred, we get lots of people in here with minor complaints who don't know just what they want. Would you know what to do for them?
Oh, sure I would.
Well, suppose a man came in here with a pain in the neck. What would you do?
Well, I'd wait on his wife first and then see what he wants.
Good. Wait on... No! I'm talking about a real pain in the neck, not his wife.
Oh, well, in that case, I'd sell him some aspirin.
Aspirin? Oh, that's very good.
Yes.
Well, now suppose a man came in here who couldn't stop sneezing. What would you say?
Gesundheit.
Yes. No. He wants something to stop his sneezing.
Oh, well, I'd give him some nose drops.
Fine. Now suppose someone came in here wanting something for chronic intestinal gastritis. What would you recommend?
Oh, in that case, I tell him to... Chronic what?
Chronic intestinal gastritis.
Chronic intestinal gastritis. Well, I tell him it's chronic intestinal gastritis?
Yes, chronic intestinal gastritis.
Yes, that's what I thought you said. Well, I tell him to go to the drugstore down the street.
Fine, go to the drugstore.
No.
You give him some bicarbonate of soda for an upset stomach.
Oh, is that what he has?
Yes, that's what he has. Well, I can see you have a lot to learn. But if you want the job, why, I'm willing to try you for a day and see how it works out.
Gee, Richard, you mean I can have the job?
On trial, yes. You can start right now. I've got to make up an important prescription, so you take care of the front of the store.
Oh, yes, sir. I'll take good care of it, Mr. Fudd. Don't you worry, sir.
Well, I'll try not to. But remember, Albert, if you get into any trouble, just call me.
Yes, Mr. Fudd, but the name is Archie, not Albert.
What's that, Alexander?
Nothing, Mr. Fudd, nothing. Alexander, Arthur, Albert, Alfred. Oh, well, what's the difference? I got the job, and if I make good today, I'll have enough money for Christmas presents. Oh, gee whiz, here comes my first customer. Oh, gee whiz, Jughead.
Who'd you expect, Dr. Kildare?
No, Jughead, but I didn't expect you either. What are you doing here?
Never mind what I'm doing here. What are you doing behind that counter?
I work here.
You work here?
Yes, Jug, I just got the job a minute ago. I'm earning my Christmas money this way. But tell me, Jug, what did you want anyway?
Well, I came in here because I got a cinder in my eye, and I wanted to have it taken out. But if you're working here, I think I'll leave the cinder in.
Jughead, don't be silly. Why, I can take a little cinder out.
No, sir, nothing doing.
Jughead, I'm surprised at you. Don't you have confidence in me? Don't you believe in me? Don't you trust me?
In one word, Archie, no.
Oh, fine. Well, okay, Jughead. But if you ever come in here wanting sodas on credit, I won't trust you either.
Gee whiz. You mean you have charge of the soda fountain, too?
When Mr. Fudd is busy, I certainly do.
Well, the heck with the cinder. Give me a double chocolate malt.
Now, Jughead, don't be funny. If you have a cinder in your eye, it should be taken out before it inflames the eye.
Well.
Now, come on. Why, I can take it out easy as anything. Just take one of these little sticks with some cotton on the end. Take the cinder right out for you.
But, Archie, I don't think...
Jug, now, tilt your head back a little.
Archie, I...
Jug, quit arguing and keep your eye open while I run this cotton around the...
Archie, will you...
Jug, hold still for half a minute and I'll get... There we are, Jughead. There, I've got the cinder out.
Okay, now put my eye back.
Jug, don't be funny. Now, that didn't hurt the least bit and you know it. How does your eye feel now?
Well, okay, I guess. But who's your friend?
My friend? Jug, what are you... Oh, boy. Jug, what happened to your eye?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know, but one of your eyes is looking right at me, and the other one is looking over my shoulder.
And there's nobody standing next to you?
No, Jug, that's me. Well, just look in this mirror and see for yourself.
Okay, I... Oh! What, is that me?
Yes, Jug.
Your eyes are all crossed up.
Jughead,
don't... good when I come in here.
Jughead,
now look at me, Ben Turpin. I just can't know whether I'm coming or going.
Jug, will you...
I'll kill you. I'll have you arrested. I'll put you in jail.
Jug, please be quiet.
I want justice tonight for an eye.
Jughead, will you please be quiet?
Who, me?
Yes, you. Now, Jughead, if you'll just calm down for a minute, I'm sure we can do something to
fix... What's going on here? What's going on here?
Oh, boy, Mr. Fudge.
Something cockeyed going on here.
Arthur, what is all this noise about?
Well, Mr. Fudge, I can explain. This is my friend Jughead, and he came in here a minute ago with a cinder in his eye, and, well, I was taking it out, his eye got twisted around, and, well, he can't get it back in place.
Oh, good heavens. Young man, let me see your eye.
Okay.
Oh, what you shot me for?
Well, young
what
man,
kind of stir is it?
Young
first
man,
they made me cross-eyed and then they beat me up.
Jughead, will you please shut up?
Who, me?
Yes, you. Mr. Fudd slapped you for a reason. Your eye went right back into place.
Gee whiz, it did?
Yes, it did. Now, look in this mirror again.
Gee whiz. Oh, boy. I'm beautiful again.
Yes, Jug, you're beautiful again. Mr. Fudd, I'm awfully sorry I caused all this trouble.
Well, I should think you would be. Abraham, I'm afraid I'm going to have to let you go.
Oh, but Mr. Fudd, no, I need the job. Please, please, I won't get into any more trouble, I promise.
I'm sorry,
and if you let me stay, why, Jughead will work here, too, for nothing.
What? Yeah, I'll be glad to work here for nothing.
What?
Now, listen, Archie,
Jug, be quiet. Just think, Mr. Fudd. You'll have an assistant clerk and an errand boy, all for the price of one.
Well, all right, Andy. I'll give you one more chance. But I've got to get that prescription finished so you stay out of trouble, you hear?
Oh, yes, Mr. Fudd, yes, I will. And thanks a lot.
Gee, Liz Archie, what's the big idea of telling him I'd work here for nothing?
Jughead, I only told him that. But as long as I stay here on trial, I'll give you half of my salary.
Oh, okay. That's better. That's much better. How much is your salary?
Well, while I'm on trial, nothing.
Mr. Lodge will see you now, Mr. Andrews. You may go in. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, thank you, miss. I didn't mind the wait at all. Much. Well, hello there, Lodge, old man. How are you?
Hello, Andrews. Good to see you.
What did you say?
I said it's good to see you.
That's what I thought you said. Something wrong?
Yes, Andrews. I've had these nervous hiccups all day, and I can't get rid of them.
Oh, my. Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that. Are you too sick to discuss this contract?
Well, right now I am. Andrews, don't look so worried. Just wait a few minutes, and we can get down to business.
Why, what's going to happen in a few minutes?
Well, I'm having a special prescription made up down at Fudd's drugstore, and as soon as that prescription gets here, why, Andrews, I'll be as good as new.
Ah.
Yes, sir, just as soon as it gets here.
Listen, Jughead, all we got to do is stay out of trouble from now on.
Yeah, but I'd still like to know how that weed got in there.
Jug, I just want you to help me out until I get in good with Mr. Fudd. That's all. Oh, boy, here comes another customer now.
Gee whiz, it's Veronica.
Why, Archie. Hello. Hi, y'all, Archie Kenny. It's awful good to see you, Archie.
See you.
Hello, Jughead.
Hi, Veronica.
But whatever are you and Jughead doing behind that counter?
Oh, I work here, Veronica, and Jug's helping me out.
Work here? My goodness, do you really?
Yes, sir. I'm a working man now. Just tell me what you want, and I'll be glad to serve you.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Here's a whole list of things that Mother wants.
Fine. Jughead, make up this order.
Me? Tell us not, you know.
Jughead, can't you even do me the favor of filling an order so I can talk to Veronica for a minute?
Gee whiz, okay. Give me the list, Veronica.
Well, here you are, Jughead.
Okay. I'll get the stuff if I can find it.
Now, Archie, what did you want to talk to me about?
You.
Me? What about me?
Well, only that I think you're wonderful.
Oh, Archie, do you really?
Uh-huh. In fact, you're terrific, Veronica. Especially your eyes.
My eyes?
Uh-huh. They're just like
corn pads.
Corn pads? No. Jughead, what are you talking about?
It's about corn pads. It says they're right on this list.
Oh, great. All right, Jughead. Put the corn pads down and get the other stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that Jughead. Now, Veronica, where were we?
You were telling me why you think I'm wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Well, another thing I'm wild about is your complexion.
My complexion?
Uh-huh. Your skin. It's just like
adhesive tape.
Adhesive.
No. Jughead, now what are you talking about?
It's adhesive tape Veronica wants.
Oh, great. All right, Jughead. Put it down and go get the other thing.
Okay, I guess.
adhesive tape, all that jughead. Now, Veronica, where was I?
You were saying you liked my complexion.
Oh, yeah. And another thing I like, Veronica, is your figure.
My figure?
Uh-huh. It reminds me of...
A hot water bottle.
A hot water bottle. No. Junk.
Oh, that's what it says on this list?
Jughead, look, I know that's what it says on this list, but can't you keep that medicine cabinet out of my conversation with Veronica?
Gee whiz, Archie, you asked me to get those things, you know.
No, me. All right, Jughead. Is there anything else on the list?
No, that's all.
Okay. I'll put this stuff in a bag for you, Veronica, and we'll have our talk some other time.
All right, Archie. Come over to my house whenever you get a chance.
Okay, Veronica, I will.
Bye now, Archie.
Bye now, Veronica. Bye now. Bye.
Bye, Veronica.
Anthony.
Bye, Anthony.
Oh, Mr. Fudd.
Yes, Mr. Fudd. I'm not interrupting anything, I hope.
Oh, no, Mr. Fudd, no. Not a thing. I was just waving goodbye to Veronica.
To Veronica?
Yes, sir.
And who, might I inquire, is Veronica?
Oh, she's a friend of mine. But she just came in to buy a few things.
I see. And did she get the things she wanted?
Oh, sure. Corn pads, adhesive tape, and a hot water bag. Everything she wanted.
I see. Then perhaps you can answer one question.
Why, sure, Mr. Fudd.
Why didn't I hear the cash register ring?
Oh, I never bother with the cash register. Oh, boy. Oh, she never paid me.
Never paid you?
Oh,
you mean to say you gave her my corn pads, my adhesive tape, and my hot water bag, and she never paid you?
Oh, Mr. Fudd,
This has gone far enough, Ambrose. You're through.
Oh, but Mr. Fudd, listen, I'll pay for it myself.
What's that?
Yes, sir, I will. I'll pay for it. Well, I don't exactly have the money, but you can just put it on the bill for my family, and I'll explain to my mother later.
Well, all right. I don't care who pays for it as long as it's paid for.
Yes, Mr. Fudd.
Now, I'll give you one more chance, but for heaven's sake, Archibald, try to stay out of trouble, or I'll never get that prescription made up.
Yes, Mr. Fudd. I'll stay out of trouble.
Gee whiz, Archie, why did you offer to pay for all that stuff Veronica got?
I had to, Jughead. I had to keep this job. But you know something, Jughead? I think it'd be cheaper to get fired.
Well, how are you feeling now, Lodge?
Right.
Oh, that's too bad. You know, you stopped hiccuping there for a moment. I thought perhaps you were feeling well enough to discuss this contract.
Andrews, I'd love to get that contract settled, but I just can't keep my mind on business for these hiccups.
Oh, of course, old man, I understand. No hurry, no hurry at all, but didn't you say the drugstore was sending up some medicine for your hiccups?
Yes, should have been here 10 minutes ago, too. I'll phone, see what's holding you up.
All right, here you are, lad.
Thanks. Operator, get me Riverdale 821, please. I never saw a service like this. Why ran my business the way that
Fudd
runs?
You got the ill. We got the pills.
What?
I said, Fudd, you got the ill. We got the pills.
Say, is this Mr. Fudd?
Well, no, sir. This is his new assistant clerk.
Oh, well, let me talk to Mr. Fudd. Dick.
So?
Let me talk to Mr. Fudd.
Dick. Well, I'm sorry, sir, but there's no one here by the name of Fuddick.
No. Not Fuddick. Not Fuddick. I want to talk to Mr. Fudd. Hick.
Oh, do you mean Mr. Fudd?
Yes, Mr. Fudd.
Oh.
Tell him Mr. Lodge called. And if he doesn't get that prescription up to my office in 5 minutes, he can take the darn medicine himself. Goodbye. Yeah, maybe now I'll get some action.
Yes, sir. You told him that time, Lodge.
Yes.
But what seems to be the trouble over there, anyway?
Andrews, from what I could make out, Mr. Fudd's main trouble is that his assistant clerk is an idiot. That's what. A plain, old-fashioned idiot.
Jughead, did you give Mr. Fudd that message from Mr. Lodge?
Yeah, and Mr. Fudd said if you'd only keep out of trouble for 2 minutes, maybe you could get the prescription finished.
Okay, Jug, from now on, we gotta stay out. Oh, gee, here comes another customer now, and oh, gee whiz, it's Betty.
Gee whiz.
Why, Archie, what are you doing here?
Hi, Betty. I work here.
Oh, golly, you do?
Yep. When Mr. Fudd's busy, I watch the store.
And I watch Archie.
Oh, hi, Jug.
Hi, Betty.
But how long have you been working here, Archie?
Oh, just today, Betty. I took the job to earn some Christmas money.
Oh, golly, that's wonderful, Archie. I'm awfully proud of you. Working for a salary.
Oh, it's nothing, Betty, nothing.
Yeah, so's a salary.
Jug, be quiet. But tell me, Betty, what can I do for you?
Well, Archie, I came in to get a soda.
A soda? An ice cream soda?
Uh-huh. A chocolate frosted.
Uh-oh.
Betty, something tells me you'd better settle for a glass of water.
Jughead, be quiet. Betty, you come right over here and I'll make you the best chocolate frosted you've ever seen.
Yeah, and you might be able to drink it, too.
Jug, for the last time, be quiet.
Okay, okay.
Okay. Now, where's the metal mixer?
Oh, here it is.
Attaboy. Now, the ice cream scoop?
Here it is.
Attaboy. Now, let's see. This should be the chocolate ice cream right in here. Yes, sir. Chocolate ice cream. Now, I take a scoop of ice cream, like that. And now, Betty, I'm going to toss the ice cream way up in the air and catch it in the glass just like the real soda jerks do.
Oh, no, Archie, never mind the tricks. Just make
Betty, it's easy. Easy as can be. Now, watch. I toss the ice cream high into the air, and it lands
right in the dishwater.
Gee whiz, I missed.
You sure did. Archie, I told you not to try any tricks.
Betty, it's okay. I'll do it this time. I got to learn sometime. Now, I just take this scoop of ice cream and toss it high into the air, and it lands right on the floor. Gee whiz, I missed again.
Well, Archie, maybe you better
forget about it. Nothing doing, Betty. Nothing doing. I'm going to learn this trick if it takes all day.
And all the ice cream in the store.
Jug, be quiet.
Okay, okay.
Now, I take the ice cream and I toss it high into the air, and it lands right in the... Gee whiz, where'd that one go to?
Watch
it, please. Gee whiz. Golly. Oh, Mr. Fudd, it landed right on his head.
A fudge sundae.
Jug, don't be funny.
What hit me, I say? Amos Fuddy-dish on the top of my head. It isn't hair.
Jug, be quiet. Mr. Fudd, it's ice cream. I was trying to make a chocolate frosting.
Ice cream! Ice cream on my head.
Now, Mr. Fudd, I can explain. You see, I was
the last straw. Absolutely the last straw. Agnew, you're fired.
But, Mr. Fudd...
You're fired. I say fired, and I don't want to hear another word.
Oh, but, Mr. Fudd, it's all my fault.
You've got to leave here right now. What did you say, miss?
I said it's all my fault, Mr. Fudd. I ordered a chocolate frosted, and I asked Archie to make it by throwing the ice cream in the air and catching it in the glass.
But, Betty,
I'll be glad to pay for all the ice cream he wasted.
Oh, well, in that case, since you're a customer, I suppose it's all right. But I warn you, Allison, this is the last chance you get. Absolutely the last chance.
Are you feeling any better, Lodge?
No, Andrews, I'm not. I'm feeling worse. What's keeping that prescription?
Hey, Calm down, old man. No sense letting this thing upset you. Suppose we just call the drugstore again.
Andrews, I got a better idea than that. I'm going down to that drugstore, by George, and get that medicine if I have to make it myself. And while I'm at it, I'll give that guy a piece of my mind.
Lodge, that's a great idea. Yes, sir. In fact, I'll go right along with you and help.
Well, I guess I'd better run along, Archie, and let you attend to business.
Okay, Betty, and gee, thanks again for saving my job for me.
Oh, that's okay, Archie.
Gee whiz, look, here's Veronica again.
Veronica?
Gee whiz.
Hello, Betty. Hello, Jeff. Hello, Archie.
Well, hiya, Veronica. What are you doing here again?
Well, Archie, after I got home, I realized I forgot to pay you for all those things I ordered. So I came back.
Oh, gee, you didn't have to do that, Veronica. I had already...
Look, Mrs. Andrews.
Mom.
Golly.
Hello, Veronica.
Hello, Betty. Hello, Doug.
Hello, Archie.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Well, I was downtown shopping, dear, so I thought I'd drop in to see how you're doing on the new job.
Well, not too good,
we'll
Mom.
We'll tell him, Lodge. Yes, sir. We'll tell him a thing or two.
Hey, Mr. Andrews.
Jughead.
Dad.
Fred.
Mary.
Father.
Veronica.
Sounds like old home week.
Mary, what is all this?
What's going on out here? What's going on?
Ah, just the man I want to
see. Oh, Mr. Lodge, when did you come
in? What are you doing behind that counter?
Mr. I work here, Dad. Axelrod, don't mean you used to work here.
Would you
Quiet.
Well, look.
Quiet. Quiet.
better. Now, listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact. It so happens I'm trying to run a drugstore here, not a crazy house. Do you understand that, Arnold?
Yes, sir.
Who's Arnold?
Ben, be quiet.
All right. Then it's high time I straighten things out around here. First, Anthony, you're fired.
Yes, sir.
Who's Anthony?
Stay quiet.
And that goes for your assistant, too.
Yes, sir.
Now, young lady, what do you want?
I was just going.
All right. Young lady, what do you want?
I wanted to pay for the things I ordered before.
Oh, the corn pads and adhesive and the hot water bottle. Mm-hmm. That's $1.96.
Yes, Mr. Fudd. Here you are.
All right. Now, madam, what do you want?
I just dropped in to see how my son was doing on his job.
Well, now you know. He hasn't got a job. Oh. Now, Mr. Lodge, I know what you want, your prescription, and I have it right here.
Mr. Fudd, you're wrong.
What's that?
I don't need my prescription anymore. All this yelling and excitement has cured my hiccups.
Cured your hiccups?
Cured your hiccups. Lodge, you mean you feel all right now?
Better than I have in weeks. Yes, sir. We'll go back to my office, Andrews, and sign those contracts right now.
Well, I'll be darned. Everything's turned out all right after all.
Yes. Except I'm out of a job.
Oh, yes. Well, Archie, tell me, did you get this job as a result of our little talk this morning?
Uh-huh.
Well, son, you made a good try. And since Mr. Lodge here is going to give me a fine big order, don't you worry anymore about getting your Christmas money.
Gee whiz, Dad. You mean you'll give me Christmas money?
Yes, son, all you need.
Well.
Mr. Fudd may not agree with me, but I think you've earned it. So come on, everybody, the sodas are on me.
Archie will be back in just a minute. But first, one of the easiest things in the world for parents to do is figure, oh, well, the children are still young yet. When it comes time for sending them to college, we'll get the money somehow. And the trouble is, all too often, suddenly the youngsters are grown and there's no money on hand for college tuition. Make sure you'll have the money for college when the time comes. Join the payroll savings plan now. Remember, the savings bonds you get through the payroll savings plan mature in 10 short years, mature at a high profit. For each $3 you save now, you get back $4. For each $300, you get back $400. So, think about it this weekend. And on Monday, see your company cashier about joining the payroll savings plan. Now, back to the Andrews. Everyone's happy again and have just finished the sodas Dad bought in anticipation of the order he's about to get for Mr. Lodge.
Oh, gee. Thanks a million, Dad. Thanks. That was a swell soda.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Andrews.
You're welcome. You're welcome, kids. Glad you enjoyed them. Well, Lodge, what do you say? Shall we get back to your office now and sign those contracts?
All right, Andrews. That's a good idea.
What'd you say?
I said that's a good... Oh, good grief. That ice cream soda's brought my hiccups back.
Brought your hiccups?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Now
they got
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Zampel and based on a copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie was played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews were played by Alice Uhrman and Arthur Cole. Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. Also in the cast were Walter Vaughn as Mr. Lodge and Bill Griffiths as Mr. Fudd. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Saturday for more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Bob Sherry wishing you all a very pleasant weekend. So long. Stay tuned for Meet the Meeks, which will be heard immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.